I would like to read from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31. And when we read it, you'll all recognize it. You've all heard it many times before. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Those who wait on the Lord are those who know Him, those who have received Jesus as their Savior. We who admit that we fall short of the glory of God and have reached out to Jesus the Messiah for our salvation, we now have the ability to wait on the Lord. We have full trust and confidence in Him and the assurance of our salvation in Jesus. We have the power of the Holy Spirit in us. When we wait on the Lord, it means we trust in Him completely. When we do that, He strengthens us by the Holy Spirit and gives us the power to rise above the troubles and difficulties of this life. It's as though He gives us wings to fly higher than the troubles of the world. Trouble still comes, but we get through it. We can walk through this world and not be faint. I'm reminded of this each year when we go to Ethnos 360 Aviation at McNeil, Arizona. And we were just there now in February again. And I'm reminded of this verse because of all the wings, all the airplanes sitting in the hangar there, and all the wings. It just reminds me of this verse. This year, when we went there, it was a little different than other years because our dear friends Danny and Shirley Guimond weren't there anymore. They got a transfer to Sanford, Florida, the U.S. headquarters of Ethnos 360, to be closer to their children and to their grandson. So it was different this year, but it was still good, and we had a great time helping and encouraging. Irene, like she always does, baked every day for coffee break at 9:30. And also worked in the Mission Barrel, which is their thrift store. She kept that place in order when the stuff came in and cut rags for the shops, the shop in the hangar, and the shop in the facility maintenance building. And the people of that place appreciate Irene's baking, and they look forward to it throughout the year. And several of them have asked me why I don't weigh a lot more than I do. I keep telling them it's hard living with a woman like that. As a matter of fact, after we got home, Kent Rockwell sent us an email. He's the head of the facility maintenance there, and he said the men in at break are already grumbling because the good food is gone. Now, in January, there had been a crew there from Indiana, and they had put up two new carports next to the two new houses that were brought in there last year. So they were basically finished. And then they went home, and when I got there, there was two other fellows there from Indiana, and them two and me, we finished those carports. And that's basically what we spent most of our month doing. We finished the trim, electrical, eavestroves on the carports, as well as eavestroves on those two new houses, as well as we put some lighting in a playground area and lighting in under a picnic shelter. So that's what we busied ourselves with mostly. And one of those two guys were both named Dave. One of them was larger and one smaller. I called them Big Dave and Little Dave until I knew their last names. And one of them was an electrician and the other was a millwright. And so they were very talented people, very gifted. And so I couldn't go too wrong working with guys like that. If I made a mistake, they could quickly line me up again. They were also, I had a ton of fun working with them because if nothing else, you can harass them about how they butcher the English language. So it was a lot of fun. And they didn't want to beat me up too often. There was also a group of sowers working there when we were there. Now, sower is an acronym for Servants on Wheels Ever Ready. That's an organization that takes seniors with RVs, and they can volunteer, go all over the Canada and United States and volunteer in their RVs, and they volunteer at faith-based organizations. And there was a group of them there, too. And one of the ladies from there, her name was Jo Carr. Frank and Jo Carr was their name. And that lady worked a lot with Irene, and Irene and her had a lot of fun, and they got along great. And her husband were from Alabama, so they had a beautiful southern accent that was a lot of fun to be with them because they... just the way they talked. Anyway, we also had a nice ride on a helicopter. They have an R-66, Robinson R-66 there. There's a Canadian couple there, Nathan Wilms, and he is just about done his training, and we had a ride with him, and that was whenever you can ride, and he landed on top of a mountain with it. That was really great. We enjoyed that. Every Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., all the men of that place gathered together in their fellowship hall for devotions and prayer. And on the first Thursday of each month, all the people of Ethnos 360 Aviation get together at 9:30 for their monthly town hall. It's a meeting to get together and hear the latest of what's going on in the mission all over the world. It starts with coffee, and then they have a meeting. And it was at this meeting that their leader, the head guy there, Phil Koop, who is the man, he's the guy in charge, he reminded everyone that Ethnos 360 Aviation is just but one cog in the wheel of Ethnos and all its divisions worldwide. Now, one of Ethnos' slogans is a thriving church for every people group. And what they mean by that, a thriving church means a church that is sending out missionaries. That's what they consider a thriving church. It's a standalone. There's no outside missionary left there. They're like us. They're on their own, and they send out missionaries. That's a thriving church. And they send them out to other places, to other villages, or to other tribes. And he said the purpose of Ethnos 360 Aviation is to facilitate that process by providing safe, affordable, and reliable air transportation. The mission isn't about airplanes, helicopters, pilots, and mechanics. It's about reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's about church planting. Ethnos 360 Aviation is one tool useful for the gospel. Phil also stated that everything that Ethnos 360 Aviation does is for the purpose of church planting. If it's not for church planting, then Ethnos 360 Aviation shouldn't be involved in it. I agree with that. And when Irene and I heard that, it kind of stuck in our ears, and we were impressed by that. So that's what it's all about. That's why we go there. That's why we want to go again next year, if God is willing. We want to go there to help for church planting. So we'd like to thank you for your prayer support when we went. We'd like to also thank you for being a thriving church. John 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."